Waltz, axing federal DOE will lead to segregation, Dems lack plan to fix DOE. By Ian Hanchett on March 12, 2025. On Wednesday's broadcast of MSNBC's All In, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D, responded to plans to eliminate the Federal Department of Education by claiming that Ruby Bridges needed to be escorted into those schools and the folks who went into Little Rock because we didn't have an education department that ensured her civil rights were respected. That's gone now, and stated that when Trump says it's a bunch of bureaucrats interfering with your local schools, give local control, we'll give you the money, it sounds pretty good. And we have not provided what that alternative looks like. Walt said, what I worry about is the generational change that this would make. Look, Ruby Bridges needed to be escorted into those schools and the folks who went into Little Rock because we didn't have an education department that ensured her civil rights were respected. That's gone now. And my son, those of your viewers who are out there now who have individual education plans that let them thrive and be their best people, what do they want us to do, warehouse these kids, not give them the skills? And this is going to impact local schools directly. Later, he added, are there improvements that need to be done? Yes. And I think we're guilty of sometimes of not acting. Could the Department of Education be more efficient? Absolutely. Are there things we could do there? To get rid of it makes no sense, I think, Chris, if you'd go ask the average American, what does the Department of Education do? They might not have a clear vision of it. So, when Trump says it's a bunch of bureaucrats interfering with your local schools, give local control, we'll give you the money, it sounds pretty good. And we have not provided what that alternative looks like. And Democrats should talk about what we're going to do to improve education. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.